Father, we worship you. We honor you. And we adore you. Be glorified and be honored. In Jesus' precious name. Give the Lord a big clap as you take your seat in the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah. Somebody excited to be here today, say amen. I welcome you to the King's Fast of 2026. Amen. One of the things, one of the ways to pray and lay a good foundation for prayer is to begin praying with thanksgiving. In Philippians chapter 4 and in verse 6 all the way to verse 7, it says, be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. Verse 7, and the peace of God, which passeth understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Somebody say aloud, amen. This night, I want to speak quickly on the virtue of thanksgiving. The virtue of thanksgiving. Why is thanksgiving necessary? What virtue is in thanksgiving? First of all, thanksgiving is a spiritual protocol for accessing God's presence at the place of prayer. A spiritual protocol for accessing God's presence at the place of prayer. Psalm 100 verse 1 all the way to verse 4. It said, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with thanksgiving. Know ye that the Lord is God. It is he that has made us and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. We enter. He said, be thankful unto him and praise him. It is a spiritual protocol. The way you have protocol for going to the house of a president, that is spiritual protocol for accessing God's presence. Number two, thanksgiving undergirds prayer and supplication and makes requests presentable to God. Thanksgiving undergirds prayer and supplication, making requests presentable to God, guaranteeing peace and assurance in prayer. Say again, thanksgiving undergirds prayer and supplication, making requests presentable to God, guaranteeing peace and assurance in prayer. That's right. Thanksgiving is like the service plate. Philippians chapter 4, verse 6 to 7. It said, be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God, and the peace of God, which passeth understanding. So, as you are presenting thanksgiving, you say, package it. As you are presenting prayer and supplication, you say, package it. in the plate of thanksgiving. Make it presentable. The food may be good, but if the plate is not good, you may not want to touch it. Make it presentable. There are people who have not made their request presentable to God. They came with quarrel, they came with argument, they came with confrontation, they came with anger. This is very, very important. This is very, very important. I heard the story of a woman who wanted to ask for school fees for her son who just finished university, and the man said he will go to farm, he will go to farm, he will. That was in many, many years ago. He has to go back to farming. He will go to farm. He has tried. And the woman began to call the names, the Yoruba tradition, and began to call all the big, big titles and all the orikis and all of that. And as soon as he was doing that, the man's head was swelling. And he said, "Really? What do you want? What is your challenge?" He said, "Look, this is my son. He's too brilliant to go to farm." That was how the young man went to the university and became a generational mathematician, a big man in the gospel today. Hallelujah. So you present this thanksgiving. You make it presentable in a presentable plate before God. Your prayers and your supplications are inside the thanksgiving. Then God say, bring it on. And then they are handled. That is number three. Number two. Number three, thanksgiving glorifies God for what he did before and moves him into doing what he needs to do next. He glorifies God for what he did before and he moves him into doing what he needs to do next. We saw in 1 Samuel chapter 17 verse 34 all the way to verse 36 how David was thanking God for how he delivered him from the lion and the bear, and that, and he confirmed that God was going to deliver him from the Philistine, and God did. Psalm 50 verse 23 said, "Whoso offereth praise glorifieth me, and to him that ordereth his conversation aright will I show the salvation of God." Order your conversation aright. Glorify me. Glorify me with your thanksgiving, and I will show you my intervention. Thanksgiving glorifies God for what he did before and moves him into doing what he needs to do next. Number four, thanksgiving is proof of faith in God. And God moves into action where he sees faith. Thanksgiving is proof of faith in God. When we give thanks, we are saying that the things did not happen by accident. These things that happened for me are not, they didn't happen on their own. I believe there is a God who did it. It's faith in God. It's faith in God that gives thanks. Those who think that they did things by their own power and by their wisdom, they don't give thanks. Those who think that things happen by accident don't give any thanks. Psalm 106, verse 12, it said, they believed his words, they sang his praise. Romans 4:20, the Bible said concerning Abraham, that Abraham was strong in faith, giving God the glory. In 1 Peter chapter 1 and in verse 8, he said, "Yet believing, you rejoice with joy unspeakable, full of glory." So every time you believe God, it explodes in thanksgiving. And when God sees faith, he moves. Hebrews 11:6, without faith, it's impossible to move God, to please God. For he that cometh to him must believe that he is, and he shall reward all them that diligently seek him. So thanksgiving is proof of faith in God, and God moves into action whenever he sees faith. That was number four. Number five, thanksgiving establishes blessings and results received from God previously. Blessings and results that we received from God previously, they are established by thanksgiving. What God did before, you establish them by thanksgiving. If you don't give thanks to God, whatever result you think you have now does not have a future. Whatever result you have now does not have a future. In Malachi chapter 2 verse 1 to 2, Malachi chapter 2 verse 1 to 2, he said, "And now, O ye priests, this commandment is for you. If you will not hear, and if ye will not lay it to heart, to give glory unto my name, saith the Lord of hosts, I will even send a curse upon you, and I will curse your blessings here. I have cursed them already, because you don't lay it to heart." That is, what I did for you, I myself will destroy it, if you don't lay it to heart to give thanks to me. Thanksgiving establishes blessings and results received before. Point number 6 is very, very important. Don't forget it. It is critical for us to have that point at this level. Now, it says thanksgiving spiritually facilitates the shift from one season to another. We shift in season by thanksgiving. It facilitates a shift from one season to another. Our shifting from 2025 and the things God did in 2025 unto 2026 and the things that God will do, we shift in gear by thanksgiving. That was what happened at creation. Genesis chapter 1 verse 4. If God was going to shift, he will appreciate what he did. And God saw the light that it was good. And God divided the light from the darkness, verse 4. And God called the light day and the darkness he called night. And the evening and the morning were the first day. So he shifted with thanksgiving. And then you move to verse 10. You see again where God gave thanks. Verse 10. And God called the dry land earth. And the gathering together of the waters called the seas. And God saw that it was good. And then God called the grass and so on. And then when you shift further, the evening and the morning, we are the so and so day. And then you shift from there, and the evening and the morning, we are the third day. Then you shift, that's to verse 13 now. Then you shift to verse 18. Verse 18 to verse 19. He made the sun and the moon to rule over the day and over the night, and to divide the light from the darkness. And God saw that it was good. And the evening and the morning, we are the fourth day. So God was seeing what he was doing and that they were good, and he was shifting. Verse 21, he transited again, shifted to another level, and God created the great whales and every living creature that moved, which the waters brought forth abundantly after their kind, and every winged fowl after his kind, and God saw that it was good. So he was seeing that it was good, he was moving from level to level. He was shifting from level. If we are going to successfully shift into 2026, we must give God thanksgiving for the things we saw in 2025. Is God speaking to anybody here? Say loud, amen. Finally tonight, thanksgiving makes the will of God accessible and enforceable. It makes the will of God accessible and enforceable. We access the will of God and we enforce the will of God through thanksgiving. 1 Thessalonians 5:18, it says, "In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you." That is what God wants you to do. And doing that makes you to be in the realm of where God wants you to be. If you are a thanksgiver, you are living in the perimeter of God's will. You are living in the perimeter of God's will, what God wants to do. And so, if we want the will of God for 2026, what God wants to do in my life in 2026, if I want it to happen, then I must be very profuse in thanksgiving. If I don't want the will of the devil to prevail, I must be very profuse in thanksgiving. Go through it again very quickly. First of all, we said that thanksgiving is spiritual protocol for accessing God's presence at the place of prayer. And thanksgiving undergirds prayer and supplications, making requests presentable to God, guaranteeing peace and assurance in prayer. And thanksgiving glorifies God for what he did before and moves him into doing what he needs to do next. And then thanksgiving is proof of faith in God, and God moves into action where he sees faith. And then thanksgiving establishes blessings and results we received from God previously. Then thanksgiving facilitates our shift from season to season, one season to another. And finally, thanksgiving makes the will of God accessible and enforceable. How do we give thanks? Just two keys of thanksgiving, or two critical keys. Number one, we thank with a grateful heart. You give thanks with a grateful heart. Somebody said, how is that? I thought thanksgiving was already gratitude. Not necessarily. You give thanks with a grateful heart. Let the people praise the yoke. Jeremiah chapter 30 verse 19. Out of them shall proceed thanksgiving and the voice of them that make merry. And I will multiply them out. What does it mean to give with a grateful heart? How many of you knows that somebody can say thank you without being grateful? I'm sure you know that. That is, you gave somebody money and he feels like if I don't say thank you, it will be rude. That is, the normal thing to do is to say thank you. So let me just say thank you. Another extreme situation is where you gave somebody something and he felt like you should have given him something bigger. Is this all you can give me? Okay, thank you. Do you understand what I'm saying? The thank you was said without the heart being grateful. But we must give thanks with a depth of gratitude. Well, I couldn't have done this for myself, even no matter how little it appears. You did it for me, and I'm grateful. You give thanks with a grateful heart. And number two, we give thanks with a joyful heart. Let the joy... It's not possible to be saying thank you and then your face is dry. And then your countenance is tight. We saw that already in Psalm 100 from verse 1 to verse 4. It's not possible to do that. Let the joy be there. That is what makes the thanks. Thanks. You know, at the earlier times, somebody wanted to... He said, you are preaching such a powerful message. Let me transcribe the message for you into books. 20-something years ago. And when I saw the books, whatever he transcribed, I began to read it. It was like meatless bone. Or just chewing bone. So I said, what happened? I looked carefully. I saw that the illustrations were all removed. Stories were all removed. Everything. I said, what happened? He said, oh no, that those ones were not necessary. I said, what are you talking about? You removed the meat and gave me the bone, and you say I should chew. It's not qualified to be called thanksgiving if it doesn't have joy. Joyless thanks is meatless bone. That's the aim of the story. Stand up on your feet. meatless bone. And God is not a dog, he is God. Even though if you spell it the back way, it becomes something else. He is God. You give him meaty thanks that is full of joy. That is what we are about to do tonight. Lift up your hands and let's give the Lord the praise. 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 Give him the honor. Give him the adoration. Father, thank you. Father, thank you. Father, thank you. Father, thank you. Adonai, thank you. Mashoko palata freto satalaba.